Monarch, Legacy of Monsters, an Apple original series.
The world is on fire. I decided to do something about it.
On November 17th.
This place, it's not ours. Believe me.
The most massive event of the year arrives.
If you come with me, you'll know everything, I promise.
Oh my God, go, go, go!
Monarch, Legacy of Monsters. Streaming November 17th, only on Apple TV+.
Level up your listening with Bose Quiet Comfort Ultra earbuds and headphones. With immersive sound and world-class noise cancellation for a not-so-silent night. Visit Bose.com/Spotify to shop sound that's more than a present.
What is going on, everyone? Casey Adams here, and welcome back to the show. Today, I am here with David Carpenter. Thanks so much for coming on the show, David.
Hey, thanks for having me, and it's an honor.
So I've been looking forward to this, man. I know you just flew in from Arizona out to LA, and before this podcast, we're talking, and I can just tell right away, like, your presence and energy is so contagious, and I'm excited to dive into the conversation today.
Yeah, so me too. Same to you.
So for people that may not know who you are, what you're currently doing, I'd love for you to give a high-level overview of what it is before we dive in.
Yeah, absolutely. So thanks for having me on, by the way. It's an honor. I love all your content. I can tell. Me and my girlfriend were just talking, like, how genuine your presence is. So it's an honor, man. Like, we meet successful people, but good-hearted people with good intentions, those are hard to come across. So that's it's an honor being here with you. So what I do, I'm in the insurance industry. I would say a facet that most people don't really know about. We take care of all the private benefits for, like, the police officers, firefighters, 44,000 private groups like the teachers, veterans.
Wow.
And we provide their supplemental permanent life insurance outside of work. So these guys actually endorse our company, and I just help run an agency within the company of about 100 agents right now that are currently just writing business that we've taught and mentored. Wow. And been able to scale in multiple different states. So that's currently what we're doing.
That is incredible. So when you say insurance, it's just for those subset of categories, is that right?
So say one more time.
You're saying like the difference, like the military or the firefighters, police, teachers, like that's the subset of people that you work with?
Yes, that's correct.
Got it. And what is the company?
The company is American Income Life. Our agency is actually called People First.
Love that. Mm-hmm. So where did People First begin?
So People First began, it's been 4.5 years. I actually started January of 2017. And, before that, it was like a very, very rough time. Like we were talking about before, I had a network marketing business and we failed after 5 years, putting blood, sweat, tears, I mean, all in just to get kind of like upset and let go.
Yeah.
Girlfriend left me at the time. That same year, I lost my older brother. Wow. I failed my insurance exam 4 times and had to go take it a 5th time out of state. And it was just a mess, right? And coming into the business, I remember having to borrow money for rent. Like November, and my rent was only $450 at the time.
Wow.
And looking at my mom and saying, like, Mom, like, hey, I'll never have to borrow money again from you. And I meant that. So I just needed an opportunity. Insurance is a great opportunity for people like myself that, really didn't come from much, that has like a drive and wants to do more. And that was really when things changed. I passed my test in December of 2016, and my first policy I wrote was in January 4th, 2017.
Wow.
And that's when things really start to change for me.
That's incredible, man. Like, talking on that dark time in your life, I think that, like, even for me, and I was telling you before, I was in a neck brace for 6 months when I was 16 years old. And like that trauma of negativity and depression is literally the only reason I am where I am today, is through suffering through that 6 month period of being unable to move and do these activities that I was so used to doing. So I'd love to hear from you, like, what was your biggest takeaway looking back? And I'm happy to dive into it. Like, going through that negative, dark time that you were just talking about.
Yeah, that's a great question. And it is a dark time. I remember being like borderline depressed. And I'm sure, you just said that too.
Totally.
And it doesn't even seem like, why is this happening to me? But like, as soon as you change your attitude to this is happening for me, I look back and, losing my brother made me appreciate family, which I appreciate more than anything else. Losing a girlfriend, because I wasn't financially stable, made me look in the mirror and say, hey, this has got to change. Like, I have to just change, right? So during that time, I was very humble. I feel like when you're humbled, that's when you really have an opportunity to really grow yourself if you look at it the right way. So that time really just made me lock in, hungry for more. And I said, one day I'm going to tell my story from this, and it's going to be great, and I'm going to be able to inspire and help other people. So honestly, that was the greatest thing that could have happened to me going through all that, because it made me grateful. It made me a better person. It made me more hungry. And I never take anything for granted, because I know how it is to be maxed out on your credit cards, have no money. I think I had $100 to my name when I first started.
Wow.
And
that's, I appreciate you diving into that. Like when you were going through that, like what was, I know you talked about like finding this innate drive in you, but like, how did you come out of that? Right. Cause a lot of people, they may be going through something right now and they're watching this or listening and they're just stuck. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you felt that same way as I did before. I didn't think there was an end in sight. Right. I was motivated. I was thinking about what I wanted out of life, but I was just stuck in this rut mentally. Like what changed about your mindset that led you to where you are? Whether that's daily habits or just affirmations or whatever it may be in your world.
You know what? I just have this mentality of things are always happening for me. And, you know, in life, 99% of things, it's all based on how you respond. It's really not based on what happens to you. Jim Rohn always talks about that, right? The same wind blows on us all. So it's all about how you respond to it. And my mentality was, I need to take care of my mom. Like, I keep my why in front of me. So my sister, my mom, you know, I was a man of the house at 16. My dad was in prison when I was 16, right?
Wow.
And he was out of the picture. So for me, it's like, okay, this is hard, but your mom's still working 60 hours a week.
Yeah.
Like, is my mom going to outwork me? Like, you still have a little sister you need to take care of. So for me, it was like, I can't be selfish like that. So I kept my why in front of me. That was my driving passion, desire. And I believe in God, and I believe God helped me through all that. And I would just remember telling myself like, hey, this is going to be an amazing story. You're going to make it through this. And when you do, you're going to you'd be able to help people from this. So I was just focused on that. And, fast forward, because of that, because of the attitude, because of God, because of, you know, just relentlessness, my mom, I was able to buy my mom a house, you know, gave her $100,000, last year to be debt free. And she's just to see the glow on her face.
Yeah.
It's like, man, like you're going through pain. Just keep in mind of your why and the reason why you're doing things, because it's only going to stay nighttime or hard for a moment. But once you're past that, man, it's just so worth it.
Wow. That was very well said. And I can tell the passion that you speak with from within, like, you know, and when I think about my family and just hearing how you've been able to help them, it inspires me to do it more. And I think that is just, it comes across so genuine. Like when you think about your family now, like what is your family relationship? I'm sure as you said, you've been through a lot with your brother and now being able to help your mom and reflect on these hard moments. What's your relationship now, and how do you think about the situation knowing that you can not only provide, but you have provided and put in the work to look at what you've done thus far?
Yeah, I think I never forget about where I came from. And yes, I did bless them financially, but the biggest blessing you can give your family is genuine, authentic, like listening, being present in the moment. So, you know, I know that my time with my family is very limited. And when I was going through things, like they were the only ones that were really there, you know, besides a very select few friends. So for me, I'm like, I never want to take that relationship for granted. So that putting them first, I mean, I put God first, my family second, and then business, everything else after that gives me it just refreshes me. It reminds me of why I'm doing it. And it also keeps me humbled. It keeps me focused on the right things, which obviously are bigger than you. Like I live to serve and I live to make sure my family's taken care of. Like if I didn't do that, I don't even think I'd have a reason to be here, to be honest.
100%. No, I love that. When you talk about your purpose and even taking it to like your daily, habits, like how have those changed over time? How have you changed over time and become the man that you are today?
Yeah, that's a great question. Habits and your daily decisions are everything. I say success is your moment-to-moment daily decisions. So what I've learned is to model yourself and your habits after someone that has what you want. So I'm constantly a student. Like, I meet people all the time, and instead of me trying to share, I know I'm on a podcast, but I'm always trying to ask questions and listen and grow.
Totally.
And like, I wish I could be interviewing you, to be honest. But I focus on mind, body, spirit in the morning. So I do reading. Right now I'm rereading Compound Effect, which actually is talking about, you know, the daily decisions, the moment to moment that add up and compound over time to the success that you have. Then I do, you know, my prayer, meditation. I visualize my goals. I write them out, speak them out loud, so I have conviction and belief behind them. And I feel the feeling of what it actually is to obtain that. And everything I've written down, including my beautiful girlfriend, has actually came to pass. And also, I do physical activity. I go work out, so I get those endorphins going before I attack the day.
Yep.
So having a good morning routine, you get to pour into yourself. And it allows you to be able to honestly face on any challenges, because you're going to go through them every day. yeah. If you have a great mindset and you feel good, you're going to be able to attack those things. So
I love that. I think for me too, like, how does that hold up when you're traveling? Because like for me, I'm like, we have a trainer that we work with here at the gym, in the building. And when
it.
I'm traveling though, I sometimes fall off my routines, and, and that's definitely a me thing.
Yeah.
But I'd love to know, like, how you manage that with a busy schedule, with a busy life, with things that occur, like, and how have you adapted to different life situations that happen?
Yeah, I love that. You know, I don't have the answers to that all the time, because I go through the same things.
Totally.
But there's some like non-negotiables that I'll do, like, which is my prayer, my reading of my word, and then reading in a little bit of personal development. Because that's what I crave.
Yeah.
So those are my mandatory no matter what. Sometimes I miss like writing down my goals, and sometimes I miss the gym. But those, like, no matter what, like, if you, like, no matter what, every single day I do that, like, no matter what, because I feel weird because I built it in my routine so much if I don't. And I think, like, honestly, like, those got to be a part of your goals too. And you have to have a bigger reason why you're doing them, like the working out. Because sometimes, you know, for me, it was easier when I didn't have I don't want to put this on her, but it was easier because I was like, hey, I need to work on myself so much to attract a beautiful woman, right?
Yeah.
So if I'm not working out, she might meet someone that is, and that's a separating factor.
Yeah.
So I would say, like, finding a new goal, finding a new reason to, like, make sure that, you know, that's still a part of, you know, the daily routine no matter what.
Love that. Just to change gears a little bit, I want to talk about leadership, like, in business and life.
Love that.
How do you think about leadership in your business, and how has it potentially changed over time as you guys have scaled the company?
Great question. I love leadership. I'm blessed to have an amazing mentor. Shout out to you, Dustin Vinnie-Kemp, who leads from his heart, who's selfless, that believed in me more than I even believe in myself, that painted a vision when I didn't have vision. I think leadership is all about the sacrifice of oneself for the bettering of your team. Like, there's a saying that leaders eat last, and that's what I believe. Like, you got to be the first one up, last one out the door. You have to oversee everything. Everything is your fault.
Yeah.
Okay. And when you win, it's all about your team. Like, leadership is all about being like sacrificial. When I first started as a leader, it wasn't like that. It was all about me, and I failed. Because people were leaving me, I came off greedy, even though it wasn't that, you know, in reality, that's not how I felt. And it came off selfish because I wanted the recognition. Now, maturing as a leader, being in the industry for, you know, almost 5 years now, I don't want any of it. Like, I just want to see my people recognized. I just want to see my people win. And I have more I feel better. I don't even care about, you know, the hundreds of thousands, whatever, that, you know, you can make. Like, that's great, and I've been able to help people with that, like, you know, monthly. But when I have a guy that is doing the same thing or better, I get this incredible feeling. I love seeing people achieve their goals and win. That's what honestly makes me fulfilled. So I think leadership is really about intentions. And when you're operating on your highest values, where you're focused on other people way more than yourself, you'll have an intuition and almost like a God sense on how to help other people, which obviously, if you help other people get what they want, whatever you want comes automatically.
Yeah, absolutely. And you talk about this idea of mentorship. You give a shout out to him. Have you always had a mentor in your life? And what does mentorship mean to you?
Yeah, great question. I I had mentors, but I wouldn't say there was the best mentors. And, you know, before I used to look and focus on, okay, do they have financially what I want? Now I look at, hey, like, are they happy? Are they, yes, are they successful? Are they amazing? But how's their life? How's their quality of life?
Yeah.
How do they treat other people? Because the way you model yourself after someone, like, you're going to get what they have, right? Do what you do, you get what they have every time. So I'm blessed to find him. It was something that I was really focused on and I was praying about and I was searching for when I found him. And then I think you got to be a great student to be able to attract a great mentor and show, like, you got to show up earlier. He tells you to do something, it's done before he even gives you the date. Like, yeah. I had to work for having a good mentor. Like, it's not like he just showed up. I was like, I was hungry. I was separating myself. Like, I wanted his time and his attention, because if I knew if I earned that, he can get me to the next level. So that's just, yeah.
That's awesome. That's, I always think, ask myself, it's like, what do I want to learn today, right? Because I think mentors come in so many different forms, whether that's a person or someone that's older than you, younger than you, whatever it may be. And I think that, you know, and we were talking about this before, but like, I remember sitting there at 16 and I was so confused. I'm like, what does having a mentor mean? Is it someone that just holds your hand through the process? Is it someone that tells you what you need to hear? Is a little bit of everything? Like, how do I find a mentor? And then I realized over the years, I'm like, I have mentors all around me at every moment, including yourself and anyone that I have a conversation with, because you can learn by the smallest things of what they do and how they treat people. And if you really think about it like that, I think that mentorship is something that a lot of people overlook when you have true mentors all around you, whether that's good or bad. Yeah. So I love that.
And for you and both of us, like, it was diving into personal development at first when we didn't have a physical mentor.
Absolutely.
Just like sharpening your mind, because there's so much mentorship out there. You just got to look for it. Good podcasts like this. Like, shout out to you guys listening to this. Like, that just shows you want to better your life.
Yeah.
So that's the first step, is like the desire and the want to change and to want to do better. And I think when you're ready for a great mentor, that's when he'll show up.
Absolutely. Shout out to Dave Meltzer. We were talking about him before. He's been a mentor for me for years to come.
Yes. Incredible, incredible human being, man. He's amazing.
So we were talking before, but we have a lot of similar people in our network. I'd love to talk about just networking, how you think about it, the people in your life, and really what it means to you. Because I think for me, the network I've built mainly through the podcast has been, you know, it's the reason why I just recently closed my funding round. It's the reason why I'm able to attract all these great people, is because of this network I have for different deal flow. So how do you think about networking? Because for me, it's very important. And I know with how you've got to where you are, I'm sure it's important to you as well.
Yeah, great question. So your network is your net worth. You hear it all the time, but you're literally one conversation away from making millions of dollars and one handshake away from changing your life. So I think networking is everything. David Meltzer actually gave me some of the best advice I've ever gotten. He says, I check my email address every month to see how much I've asked for help from other people, to like just meet other people and pick their brains. And I mean, that's everything. Like, you got to be constantly networking, constantly trying to sharpen yourself from other people to have what you want. So networking's amazing. I want to say, like, make sure you network with good people, because just as fast as you can turn into like an amazing human being, if you're around the wrong person just because like they're successful, you can start to see your values and everything drop too. But networking is everything. I'm sure like you're the same way. You got to keep your circle very, very I would say small, but with the network, you eventually can meet someone that is your greatest friend, like a great, you know, the greatest person in your life. Like, it happened to me later on in your life, you know, just because you're searching to add value to someone else. And in return, if you're not trying to take from that person, just try to add value or give, and how you can help that person, even if they might be more successful than you.
Yep.
That person will turn around and they're going to want to help you in advance. Like, they'll see the genuineness there, because people don't want to be taken advantage of. So that's just a tip. If you're trying to network with high level individuals, focus on what you can give and compliment and make them feel good and be a great listener.
Love that. I know we didn't really touch on it in the beginning, but I'd love to know, and I'm sure the people are curious as well, like, your childhood, you know, like, what's the origin story of David, and like, where did you come from? What was your experience like as a young kid? What were your passions? Because I think that's so important to what shapes an individual, in my opinion. Yeah. So I'd love to hear about it.
Yeah, great question. So I was born and raised in Phoenix, Arizona. My mom was originally from Trinidad. She moved to Jersey, Jersey to Phoenix. She met my dad. That's where I was born, in Phoenix, Arizona. And I grew up playing sports. Basketball is my passion. I was actually better at football, though.
Okay.
I just love sports in general, like being competitive, like just, I was a workhorse, man. Like, I was never the most talented, but I was like the first, like I was the last one done, like the first one done in sprints, like even though I was not as athletic.
Yep.
Just love pushing myself out of my comfort zone. And I think sports is what developed that. And then it continued on because, I got into business and I could apply what I learned in sports into business to be an entrepreneur. And I became obsessed with that to be able to, like, obviously help my family. But that's pretty much, the short story of it.
I love that. I talk about that all the time, too, like sports, because I grew up, I played hockey for 10 years. I picked up a hockey stick when I was, like, 3 years old, did that. Then I played lacrosse. Then I played football. And then I got injured, right?
Yeah.
So so like, it's everything to me. Like, and I'd love to dive into that because I think I've even talked to Dave about this before. It's like the sports mentality in business, there's so many, like, synergies between both of them and how you think about it when it comes to leadership and team building and just culture part of an organization.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'd love to, like, ask you, like, do you still think about leadership in the business world in the same way you think about sports? And how do you think they overlap in your opinion?
Yeah. I would say leading from the front, right? You're not going to be a team captain unless you're scoring the most or, like, hustling the most. So just like in sports, you can't expect to be the best unless obviously you're leading from the front. The next thing is, like, you got to be putting in more work. Like, I'm sure you remember the long, like, the practices, but also practicing more than anyone else would to make sure that you were sharp and prepared for when you actually hit the game.
Yep.
See, I think people, like, we often forget about how much preparation that came into just showing up for an hour game, right?
Yeah.
And that's the same thing.
I'm getting flashbacks just thinking about this.
Yeah. Which those sucked, by the way.
Yeah.
I hated every single minute of it. Everyone wants to be a champion. No one wants to put in the work, right? But, man, those practices, those sprints, those workouts made the difference between you winning that game or losing. So it's the same thing, in my opinion, for being an entrepreneur.
I love that. Do you remember, because like for me, when I think about like my last game as an athlete or when I got injured, I have these vivid memories.
Yeah.
Do you have like a transitionary point in your life where you like stopped playing sports or just, like what was that transition in your life? Because it was impactful for me. Now, maybe not for you, but I'd love to hear about that.
Yeah. I mean, it was borderline depressing, to be honest, because you just like, I mean, for me, I just dreamt of, like, I remember watching like Mike and the Looney Tunes, that movie with Michael Jordan, right? And just like watching these guys and like dreaming of being in the NBA, right? And being a professional athlete. And that's how I was going to make it. And when you have to step out of it, like I stepped out of it in high school after, we lost in the playoffs. So, it was honestly not the best way to go out. And hanging up that jersey, like I knew that was when I was already in network marketing. So I had a direction and I was like, okay, I'm just going to give this everything I got. So I was thankful for the sport, but it was bittersweet because you just like, I mean, man, you put in all that time and energy, but it wasn't wasted because that same mentality you take into everything you do in life.
Absolutely. I want to talk about the future. I always ask people, like what excites you the most in what you're doing and what pulls you as a leader and as an entrepreneur?
I love that. Well, for me, it's really not the money as much anymore. Like I chase more of the impact now because the money's a byproduct of it. And when you get to the point where money's really not an issue anymore, life is like, it's beautiful. I'm not saying money is not the root of all evil. Money is amazing. You can do so many amazing things. You need to have a lot of it, especially in the world we live in now. But what excites me is seeing us be the number one agency, which means we have more people making, six, seven figures than anybody else. We've helped so many people change their lives drastically and seeing them pay off their parents' debts and mortgages and buy houses. And, I'm getting into a nonprofit, I love, and I'm going to have some of our guys come out, help people that are less fortunate. Like that stuff drives me. And then also becoming the best version of myself. Like I'm obsessed with getting better. That's my line is like, let's get better 1% every day.
Yep.
And, chasing after a goal, it's based on like who you're going to become because we have so much potential and so much so much that we can tap into and do. And so like it's unlimited. So I want to just make sure by the end of my last breath, I gave it all I got, right? And inspired as many people as possible. So I'm excited about that. Like, I'm looking forward to it.
That's very well said. And I think too, like, even if you think about the podcast, I know you've been on some incredible podcasts and have this incredible brand on social media. When did you start building that aspect of your life? Because I think there's, you know, there's impact you make in the people around you, but then, you know, taking it a layer deeper, you have this presence now on social, you can impact people that you may not even know you're impacting. Oh, man. And I'm sure you've gotten messages just from people that have maybe watched your content or listened to a podcast you've been on. And, you know, I want to ask you, like, when did you start building your brand and how has that impacted your life?
Such a great question. And I know you know this more than anyone, but what building a brand like just allows you to have influence, people to take you more serious. It also allows you to be a light too, you know, because the more you dive in and the more you try to help people, like, people are searching for that. Right. And, and it opens up new doors. I would say it opens up new doors. It allows you to sharpen your skill, broadens your network. So many great opportunities come from building it, but also a lot of fulfillment, like you were saying, like getting those messages, an amazing thing, gives you a platform to just be yourself. So like, be yourself genuinely and people are going to love the content, especially if you love it, right? You'll eventually attract people that are on the same mission as you.
Absolutely. Do you have like a favorite, not a favorite, but like who is your ideal role model and mentor? If you think about like the most successful people in the world,
man, that's a great question. I would say, well, in the person development space, I would say like Ed Mylett. Okay. Like, he's amazing.
I saw he just signed a deal with SiriusXM for his show, podcast, the Ed Mylett show.
Crazy.
He's incredible.
Dude, amazing. And he's an amazing human being. He came from the same space. The insurance world, scaled it, had money invested, built other companies. So that's honestly what I'm going to be doing too. So he's just a role model of what I want to be. And then also the podcast, like, so are you, man. This is incredible.
Thank you.
So I would say him in that space. You know, my family inspires me as in obviously being great parents. Like, I have great parents, even though, you know, we didn't have most growing up financially. Amazing people, like, poured into me in other ways that I needed. And I would say my current business mentor too, because, you know, him, the way he conducts business and you know, the way he is, his integrity, character, making decisions that are right every time, even when it doesn't even make sense, like, that inspires me too. So those are the most influential people to me, but I admire like pretty much anyone who's out there killing it, like yourself.
I love that. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
If you were to look back in time, I'm 21 for reference, and for people listening, maybe they're young, maybe they're old, who knows, but what would your advice be to your 21-year-old self and why?
Wow. 21, you're a lot farther along than I was at 21. My 21-year-old self, I would tell him, hey, stay a little bit more focused, like, work a little bit harder, do a little bit more work on yourself. Watch who you're surrounding yourself with. Make sure they're good quality human beings and people that are focused on their vision and where you want to go. It's okay to say no more. It's okay to party less. Okay, you're not missing out on anything. I would say it's okay to drink less, right? I would say, and just love every moment of it because life goes by so quick. And I would also tell myself, like, everything's going to be okay. Like, even when you go through that dark year, which was, I was actually 21, 22.
Wow.
I would just say, you know, just keep going. Like, you're thinking the right way, but literally, like, your life's going to change. Just keep the faith, keep going.
That's very well said. You're gonna have to watch that clip in a couple of years. That was impactful. And I'm sure it's like, but those are so, like, they're timeless philosophies. And I think just like me hearing that, I learned something just in that moment where I'm like, I agree with that. Even I'm 21 now, right? Like, I know that I could, you know, everyone could be working harder and be, you know, fulfilling their dreams in a more deeper, impactful way. So yeah. I appreciate you for sharing that.
Of course.
A couple more questions before we wrap up here, David. And this is, a lot of people have different answers to this, but when you think about your purpose, what do you want your purpose to be? And, you know, what do you think about like 50, 60 years into the future? Because I think this question, it can be very interesting because everyone has a different approach to it, right? Yeah. Like when I ask Larry King that question, he's he was 87 years old before he passed away. And I asked him these questions because everyone has a different thought process about the future and what they want for themselves and what they want for the world. Mm-hmm. So like when you think about the future and your purpose, what does purpose mean to you?
Wow. That's a phenomenal question. I have goals and visions, and the purpose behind it is, again, becoming the best version of myself, taking a lot of people with me, like leaving it all on the line, making sure that, you know, the people I care about the most are taken care of. Eventually building that podcast so I can have great messages like you do. You change so many people's lives just from, you know, your talent, which is your voice, your intellect, like your heart, and also build and scale businesses, having investments going because I want to impact and pour into other people. There's a lot of starving people that if you just had a little bit more money, you could go change that person's life. So, you know, having a $1 billion agency, like doing $1 billion in sales a year, just like that's what I want to go after, helping thousands of people make six figures, hundreds of people make millions of dollars. Like I want to have that much impact to be like, hey, when I'm all said and done, people don't remember the money I made. They remember that guy was good. That guy was a good hearted dude. Like that guy worked his butt off. That guy cared genuinely. And that guy made a difference in my life. And, you know, because of him, because of the way he treated me, even when he was successful, like I want to go, I'm going to be successful and I'm going to treat other people well. And I want to start that ripple effect in this world because more people need that. People chasing their dreams, but people need good people. Like when you get the influence, just make sure that you don't make people feel less than, make sure you're pouring into people, make sure you remember where you came from and make sure you make it about your why and the people you love.
I absolutely love that. Very, again, well said. Last thing before we wrap up here, David, for everyone that's watching and has tuned in for this long, where is the best place for them to learn more about you, your company, and stay along for the journey?
Yeah, I would say on Instagram, that's my number one platform. It's David E. Carpenter _. And my website is davidecarpenter.com. If you want to look for more information on the company and what I do, just go to my website and there'll be some questionnaires, videos, and things that you can watch.
Incredible. Well, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in today's episode. David, thank you so much for coming on the show, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.